Washington, D.C.'s Traffic Cam Police Squad recently slapped local celebrity chef Geoff Tracy with over $400 in fines. The crime? Violation of the posted breakneck 25-mile-an-hour speed limit on a double-lane downhill stretch of Foxhall Road, Northwest D.C. After admitting his guilt and paying off his tickets in a timely fashion, Chef Geoff hired a sign spinner to stand by the road and warn oncoming drivers of the pending speed trap. That's right! This once seemingly affable gentleman, uber-successful entrepreneur and pillar of the community, has turned into a rabble-rouser of the worst kind! The type of citizen activist who wants to prevent you and others from suffering a hefty arbitrary traffic fine at the hands of the money-grubbing D.C. government! In other words,
Chef Geoff must be stopped!
Here are the facts. Washington, D.C.'s traffic cameras raked in over $43 million in 2010, and now is not the time to threaten such a reliable cash cow. The city's currently facing a dire budgetary surplus, and D.C. government officials need these revenues for youth sports programs and other completely ethical purposes that absolutely never involve nepotism or financing personal expenses at Target. Those camera boxes are more than just eyesores, folks. They're essential to increasing traffic congestion throughout the city. Besides, the district needs a reliable way to discourage outsiders from patronizing local businesses and visiting our historic city. Without speed cams acting as an effective deterrent to travel and commerce, the D.C. government might be forced to raise its already obnoxiously inflated hotel, restaurant, and parking garage taxes. Call Chef Geoff and tell him to stop hiring sign spinners to warn drivers about the location of one of the district's sneakiest and most egregious speed traps. Better yet, stop by one of his four conveniently located restaurants and tell him personally. Just don't buy any of his scrumptious culinary delights. After all, you wouldn't want to support a guy who's trying to look out for the best interests of his community at his own expense, especially since he's renowned for producing fine contemporary American cuisine with casual sophistication and generous hospitality. We need less of that. Chef Geoff! You just can't trust a guy who spells his name all funny like that.